Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's July 8th, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and we're here to talk about movies and toys and all that wonderful stuff. Hope you had a nice July 4th weekend. Maybe you saw a nice movie or two. There's a few good new ones coming out this week, but first let's talk about last weekend. Transformers Dark of the Moon unsurprisingly had a three-day total of $97.9 million and is fast approaching $500 million worldwide. Number two is Cars 2 with $26.3 million. It's continuing to dip. Bad Teacher did fairly well at $14.5 million. Number four was the Tom Hanks vehicle Larry Crown, $13.1 million. And top five was rounded out by Super 8 at $7.9 million. This weekend, your new movies are Horrible Bosses, Zookeeper, The Ward, and more movies in limited release. In the news, Gennady Tartakovsky is developing a new movie called Hotel Transylvania. He did Samurai Jack and the original 2003 to 2005 Clone Wars cartoon series. Very talented fellow. The role of Dracula in Hotel Transylvania will be played by, of course, the most sensible person to do vampire voice of our time, Adam Sandler. Johnny Depp is reportedly close to a deal for a fifth Pirates movie. Given that the fourth one just crossed $1 billion worldwide at the box office, it makes a lot of sense. Reportedly, Depp has made about $500 million personally off the franchise, which is pretty remarkable. James Spader has been cast on The Office, although it seems he might be in a different position than the one interviewed for on the season finale. Buzz has it he'll be replacing Kathy Bates' Saber Boss role down the road, but we won't know until we see it. David Hasselhoff has been cast as a porn magnate on Sons of Anarchy. This follows the actor's recent remake of himself as a popsicle. The Chelsea Handler sitcom is being retooled. Joe Coy and others are reportedly now out in the nature of the show will be adjusted accordingly. Rise of the Planet of the Apes director Rupert Wyatt, as well as Andy Serkis, are going to collaborate on a motion capture Animal Farm adaptation based on the Orson Welles novel. Jim Shooter posted a wonderful article on the secret parts of the origin of G.I. Joe to his blog, which you should really read. It follows up on his Transformers articles. This one focuses on the toy line and Cobra to some extent. Apparently there were no bad guys for G.I. Joe to fight originally in 1981, so thanks Marvel for Cobra, we appreciate it. On sale at Entertainment Earth! Held over by popular demand, it's the special sale for Westland Giftware. You get cookies, salt and pepper shakers, statues, and all kinds of stuff. Buy one, get one 40% off, including pre-orders. So go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today for this or whatever the most recent sale is at Entertainment Earth. Toy news. Cybertron.com posted what are allegedly new listings from Walmart's computer showcasing new Transformers Generation toys. According to this, a Junkion and Black Shadow are in the works. Junkion would be a repaint or a remold of Wreck-Gar from last year. Very early this year. It's a very hard to get toy. And Black Shadow would be a remold of Thunderwing. Last week we were tipped off to the... Biff Bang Pow let us know that the Build-A-Figure PDF of the Helper robot is now up in its entirety on the Public Nuisance Live Journal. That's public with lick spelt like licking a toad. Basically, you can print it out and make your own helper through a PDF. Isn't that great? I think it is. So go to the Public Nuisance Live Journal for a link to it, or if you want to comb through the recent Twitter post on Ent Earth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H, we have retweeted it. I'm sure it's also on the Biff Bang Pow Twitter. A Dark of the Moon Gallery Orange Roadbuster repaint and a new Optimus Prime are on deck, but we don't know who is getting them as an exclusive or if they're even coming to the United States. So hey, nice to know if you want a neon creamsicle orange Roadbuster, and I personally do. That's actually quite exciting. A new Pirates of the Caribbean Jack Sparrow Ultimate Unison figure is different. The description says, a joint production of Metacom Interbay and Perfect Studio, the Ultimate Unison figure not only stands 12 inches tall, but also includes a voice chip that speaks 13 different phrases from the film series, with Interbay creating the head sculpt, Perfect Studio creating the parts, and Metacom creating the Real Action Hero 301 body and putting it all together, blah, 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 blah. Weirdness, but I've never heard anything like this before, where multiple companies come together like this on something big. I think I've heard of dual companies, but three is pretty unheard of. I can never imagine, like, Mattel, Hasbro, and Jack Specific going, let's make the best robot money can buy. Just doesn't seem like those would happen. Oh, we added a lot of new items in the last week, including Ramon's bobbleheads, Dee Dee and Johnny specifically. And that's pretty much it for this week. I've got some other stuff to record, so thank you for listening. Hope you have a great weekend. go see a movie because there's not much on TV unless you want to watch So You Think You Can Dance. And I don't. It's not a knock against the show. It's just that the wife watches it and I have nowhere else to go. And it's on. Oh, I don't care. Anyway, see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.